Welcome once again to Upfront Soul. I am your host, Sanguine Fromage, laying down the funk, soul, and jazz, those soulful sounds to which you, I do hope, frequently get down. I want to give a shout out to the loyal listeners, John, and all of you all out there. It's great to hear from you. If you want to hear anything, you can always drop me a line at upfrontsoul@gmail.com or reach out through those, I don't know, social media platforms. I kind of lose track of which ones are out there and what they're called these days, but you can find me at Upfront Soul, and you can send me messages there. I love to get them. I don't post a whole lot, but I always pay attention when one of you guys reaches out, whether you got a request or you're just saying, hey. We're going to start this next hour of Upfront Soul out with Jessica Kerr Moore from her very cool album. It's a few years old now, called Black Tea, The Lesson of Legend of Jesse James, J-E-S-S-I, James. We're going to hear Catch Me If You Can, featuring Talib Kweli, right here on Upfront Soul.
Big top fantasy, heart of glass breaking me, ancestor awaken me, I don't see you taking me, finish line don't wait for me, you should smile, joy is free, I see the door, I own the key, open to the promised land, you promise man, I understand, so why don't God just hold my hand, I know you feel them in my glands, you call me universe, I am, the creator has a master plan.
It's a lonely lesson. Where the church is the drug, the high, the only reverend. My introspection is making the bread leaven. It was written in physical graffiti like it's Led Zeppelin. Too many rappers, the truth of now is bedwetted. I slice next to the bone like it's the red wedding. The premise thinner than the ice, we're just getting on. Way more corporate than radios that they're playing on. Way beyond sellout. You fell out with your lady, huh? She wetter than the force of trying to tap it like Savion. Then I'm just end up the FDR. The world is spinning too fast, they need to let me off. It's near and the curtain is coming down too. Catch me if you can while I'm running circles around you.
Hand clap, right now. Radio, don't turn it down. I love that sound, I love that sound. Breaking through the undercloud. I can fly a kite, I can write a poem. I can save a life, I can have it all. I can wear my skin, I know where you've been. The creator has a master plan. I see your light up in the fan. Catch me if you can. Catch me if you can. The creator has a master plan. I see a lot of it in fan. Catch me if you can.
got to feel the feeling. Got to feel the feeling. Don't fight the feeling, baby. Don't fight the feeling. Got to feel the feeling now. Got to feel the feeling. Cause to make it groove right when you feel the feeling, baby. Say to make it groove right when you feel the feeling. Don't fight the feeling, baby. Don't fight the feeling. Everybody to feel the feeling. I said if you feel the feeling, say oh yeah. Oh yeah. Say oh yeah. I got the feeling, baby. Don't fight the feeling. I got to feel the feeling. Got to feel the feeling. Got to feel the feeling, baby. Got to feel the feeling now. Cause it make me move right when I feel the feeling. Say to make me move right when I feel the feeling. Say to make me, and it make me, and it make me, oh, make me walk right when I got the feeling. So don't fight it, no, don't fight it, baby, just feel it. The feeling, how we gonna feel?
Sanguine Fromage here, bringing you back on Upfront Soul with Sam Cooke. Feel it, don't fight it. A great, great track. One of my favorites on maybe my favorite Sam Cooke album, One Night Stand. Sam Cooke live at the Harlem Square Club, 1963. In the middle, question mark, freaking out. That's on Nigeria Rock Special, a psychedelic Afro rock and fuzz funk in 1970s Nigeria. Got them ones for my other half, Mojo Rhizome, and I think I'm getting more use out of it than he is. That's the way it goes sometimes when you buy a present, right? Jessica Carrot Moore is at the top of the set, and the top of the hour, Catch Me If You Can, featuring Tal Kweli. From a very cool album of hers called Black Tea, The Legend of Jesse James, J-E-S-S-I. Sanguine Fromage here, spinning the tunes for you, and sadly having just received the news that, well, a DJ from a station near and dear to our heart, KKFI, out in Kansas City, lost a sister DJ who was slain tragically in the shooting at the Kansas City Chiefs rally after the Super Bowl. Lisa Lopez Galvan, host of Taste of Tejano, sister DJ. It is just shocking to me. She was a DJ like those we've lost here recently to other causes, but what a sad, sad reason to lose a beautiful voice. We're going to send this set out. I'm not really ready to actually play a set in her memory. I'll play some Tejano music next time. But right now, Dominique Filsaime with Gun Burial Intro. From Stay Tuned demo tape, followed up by a good friend of mine, Kaleta, with one of his early groups here in the States, Zozo Afrobeat, that track, Country of Guns, recorded in 2008. Hitting pretty hard now, as always. Be peaceful out there. Take care of yourselves. Look out for each other.
The way you change your heart when you change your mind makes you change your ways with me. See, I cannot deny it. Everything you do is blindsiding me. Like someone pulled the trigger.
Should I pull the trigger? Should I pull the trigger? Should I bury the gun?
Every week and don't, every week and don't, every week.
Leta and Zozo Afrobeats. Proud and honored to know Kaleta. Know him as the frontman for Super Yamba Band that he's touring with now, but Zozo Afrobeats reaches back to about 2008 when he was a little newer in the States, having done amazing things in Nigeria with Fela Kuti and also King Sunny Ade as their guitar players. If you can catch him, you're going to want to. But again, this reaches back to an early effort in 2008. Kaleta and Zozo Afrobeat, his band at the time, Country of Guns, says it better than I could. At the top of the short set, Dominique Fizané with Gun Burial Intro from the Stay Tuned demo tape. Those going out with thoughts, prayers for the family of KKFI DJ Lisa Lopez Galvan, host of Taste of Tejano. She died after being shot at the Kansas City Chiefs rally after the Super Bowl. I'm not saying how we should solve this problem of gun violence, but I hope we can all agree that we have a serious problem. Well, I'm Sanguin Fromage. Maybe you need some healing. I know I do. Let's join Tlingit Glass artist Preston Singletary and his band Kuik for some truly unclassifiable indigenous fusion. The track is called The Basket Who Wanted to Be a Basket. You can find it on Wooch, an album that they did in honor of Bernie Worrell. He used to play with them a bunch. Yes, Bernie Worrell of Parliament. Stretch out and enjoy this one. You'll be hearing it, perhaps only, on Upfront Soul.
A long time ago, a long time ago, there was a tree. This tree lived happily in the forest, watching, listening. One day, off in the distance, a song was heard. This was a beautiful song, and it got louder and louder. And eventually that song brought forth a beautiful woman, this beautiful indigenous woman came walking through the forest. This tree noticed this woman had grace in every part of her being. And this woman went to tree, to tree, to tree. She looked at each one, and she found one that she had been looking for. She set down her bag. She reached inside it, grabbed some tobacco. She put it at the base of that tree. And she reached in her bag as well, grabbed a knife, made a cut horizontally across the bottom of that tree, the width of her hand. She worked the edge of that cut and got her fingers inside there. She reached into that tree, to the spirit of that tree, and she starts pulling, 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 and a strip begins to emerge. She steps back and pulls, steps back and pulls, steps back and pulls. And eventually a long strip reaches all the way up that tree. She turns it sideways and pops the bark off of the tree. Gracefully, this bark falls to the forest floor, and she begins working, separating the outer bark from the inner bark. This whole time, the tree was watching this beautiful woman do what she was doing. And year after year, this woman would come down the trail, find the tree she was looking for, and harvest the inner bark. Year after year, lifetime after lifetime. But every time a beautiful woman came through that forest, she sang the same song. The song was taught to her by her mother and her grandmother and her great-grandmother. It was passed on generation to generation. After a while, this tree wanted to be the one that she chose. After a while, that tree wanted to be that one that was chosen to receive the tobacco, to receive the song, to be taken away with this beautiful indigenous woman. And eventually, that happened. Just like the first time the tree had seen that beautiful woman, just like the first time the tree had heard that beautiful song get louder, get louder, get louder. She walked right up to this tree, looked at it, reached in her bag, pulled out some tobacco, sprinkled it at the base of that tree. She grabbed her knife, made a cut across the base of that tree, the width of her hand. And she reached into the tree, into the spirit of that tree, and start pulling, pulling, and pulling. And a strip of cedar got larger and larger as she stepped back further and further. She twisted it and pulled it, gave it a tug, and gracefully that bark fell to the forest floor. And the spirit of that tree was inside that bark there. It went with that bark. And she separated the outer bark from the inner bark, just like she had been taught. And she rolled it up, put it in her basket, on her back, and started her next song, walking back through the forest, back through this trail. This tree began seeing things it had never seen before. Saw this beautiful village with totem poles and plank houses and painted designs, canoes, people all wearing cedar, the spirit of other trees. She brought the spirit of this tree into her home. Immediately started speaking to it. Said, "You're going to be a beautiful thing. And whenever anybody looks at you, they're going to look at you with eyes We're going to look at you with eyes of admiration, eyes of excitement, eyes of appreciation. And she let that cedar sit for a year, finally the time came, and she took that cedar down. She started working with it, spoke into the cedar. She wove a beautiful basket. This basket had a pattern across it. The pattern was a berry pattern. She said to the basket, "You're gonna hold the most precious berries our community knows." And so she took the basket, took it out, started filling it with those precious berries, those Negun berries. Some of the berry juice spilled into the sides of the basket. And this took place for a long time. Many years that basket was filled with everybody's favorite berries. And when she would bring that basket around at a party, at a kuhik, everybody would look at it with eyes of admiration. They would look at it with eyes of appreciation. They would look at that basket with eyes of gratitude. For many years, many lifetimes, this basket played an important part in the community. Hearing all the songs, all the dances, all the language, it was a basket. This basket was truly a basket. Eventually, however, silence swept over the basket, and the basket stopped hearing the songs, and the basket stopped carrying the berries. The basket stopped hearing the language, and it stopped being a basket. So it went to sleep, this basket. When it woke up in a strange environment. It was surrounded by a glass case, and that glass case was inside a larger case, which was a museum. Basket had a light shining down on it all the time, and people it didn't recognize would come and stare at it. That basket didn't feel like a basket. It didn't hold the berries. It didn't hear the language. It didn't hear the songs. It didn't see the same eyes it had once seen. So that basket went back to sleep. And for a long time, that basket slept in that glass case, in that museum. Until one day, off in the distance, faintly, the basket heard a song. And that song got louder and louder as it came towards that basket. And it woke that basket up. And this beautiful indigenous woman came walking towards that basket, singing the same song it had remembered for a long time and waited to hear. And this beautiful indigenous woman, she looks down at that basket, says, Ach, ah, ye, owe, wa, eh. You are my property. I remember you. And that basket looked up at that beautiful indigenous woman. And I felt it was at home again. So she reached down and grabbed that basket out of that case and out of that museum. And she brought that basket back to her community. A big party was thrown, a big ku'ik, a big feast. And she brought that basket around to everybody. She showed everybody that beautiful basket, the beautiful stains on that basket. And though they didn't fill that basket with berries, it still had something very precious inside it. That was the story of her people. That was the memory of her people. All the songs of her people, all the language of her people was still inside that beautiful basket. And she told that story. She sang that song. She brought it around to her community. And everybody looked at that basket with eyes of gratitude. Everybody looked at that basket with eyes of admiration. Everybody treasured that basket. And that basket became another part of the community again. That basket was a basket, finally, again. And the people were people again. Hakusti yi yachyati weyashkasnik Kua hakusti yi kunachletzin Kunachletzin. We cuck dot. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
week there with a short set. Well, just one song, The Basket Who Wanted to Be a Basket. You can find that on their fine album, Wooch. Kuik is K-H-U dot E-E-X. With some diacritical marks that you're not going to see them come through on the Spinatron, but you can always look for the songs you hear on their full information. We got one more set, of course, a wonderful dedication, wonderful request from the Japanese funk fans, Chihiro et al. Chihiro wanted to hear and recreate Age Drunkers from Love Faders, but first we're going to get to some Bootsy Collins. I'd rather be with you. From Stretching Out in Bootsy's Rubber Band, this is a special dedication to Captain Absolute from Lydia, who says, if I'm chopping broccoli, I'd rather be with you. Check it out.
Thank you. to be funny, but I'm really serious this time, baby.
I'd rather be with you.
Even though it's a cold world, baby. But you know deep down inside that I do love you. I know I sound strange, but I really mean it. We're gonna make it this time, baby. With both hands tied behind my back, baby.
I'd rather be with you.
You got me.
Yeah.
I'm coming at you. Get ready. I'm gonna stick my love in your eye, baby.
I'd rather be with you.
Bit of end retry going out to Chihiro and of course Neko Koko, Emo, Iris, and all the Japanese funk fans. You know who you are. That was Age Drunkers from Love Faders. Before that, in the short set, we heard from Bootsy Collins, I'd Rather Be With You from Stretching Out in Bootsy's Rubber Band. And that is a dedication going out from Lydia to Captain Absolute. Lydia says, if I'm chopping broccoli, I'd rather be with you. Hope you've enjoyed this program. I do love to put it together. Sorry to those of you who might have heard it a little late. I do have to take care of the physical plant. So as soon as this show's over, I'm going to go lie down some more. Don't get sick, folks, if you can avoid it. Love each other, take care of each other, and remember, if you get knocked down, don't stay down, get up and get down. Upfront Soul comes to you from Community Radio, WERU-FM, Blue Hill, Maine.
Everybody's swimming, everybody's dancing to the music, dancing to the music. On the radio, baby, on the radio, having a party, hanging in a hoop. Everybody's swimming, everybody's dancing to the music, dancing to the music.
How that sound, Sam?
That sounds nice.